Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Cut that off. Hey, you take that song, you never play it again. Never play that song again.
But it's Lil Jon.
If I recommend it, you say no. I'm giving you the right to unilaterally overrule that song.
Ooh, I get veto power?
That song.
Just that one.
That song has veto power.
But Eastside Boys.
You know why I vetoed that, right? Or you know why that can never be played in here again.
No.
The sweat falls down.
I'll never play that song again.
Okay.
I can't believe you don't know why, Steve. Texters, if you can beat Steve to the answer to that question.
Oh, I know. I know.
Okay.
I know.
Nikki, have you thought about it yet?
Yeah, the football team.
Oh, you're supposed to let it play out.
Well, he's still here. The guy that did that was still here, so I'm trying to be nice.
But it just left a stain.
Let's not do that anymore, though. Hopefully, we got a new celebration this time.
Oh, well, let me do this.
You run, Lil Jon for me.
Let me take a second to give a special thanks to Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should think of Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service at the fairest possible price, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Listen, go see Harold, go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent grinder, exactly what you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217 or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Also, Raising Cane's. Here I am. Thanks to Raising Cane's and the team for bringing about lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Game?
You knew I couldn't hear Steve for the first 10 seconds of that, right?
Yeah, no, I might have, I got excited and I flicked the volume all the way up and I might have broke the board.
All right. Game plan ahead with the Raising Cane's mobile app or by ordering at RaisingCane's.com and you'll be able to snag the perfect game time watch meal. Don't call a timeout. Make the right play and score some hot, fresh, hand-battered chicken fingers from Raising Cane's. One love, multiple area locations, or order online at Raising Cane's. .com.
Yes! I love you, Steve, despite what I say on the internet.
That was way too difficult.
No, Steve navigated that perfectly.
The level of difficulty by 1,000%.
Oh, I'm talking smack in his ear. Yeah, that wasn't my best one. But no, Steve thrives under pressure. I had to kind of rustle his jimmies a little bit.
That is fair.
He did magnificently.
That is fair.
Okay.
Steve, I don't often say this, but you are magnificent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
A bracket conversation, Steve. I'm listening.
Okay. Bracket conversation.
You said you have one to get into.
Well, first off, I am oddly surprised at... I kind of have some energy for the tournament. Like, I think it's because the recruiting is going well right now, it seems to be. And I am excited about, because, like, make no mistake about it, I would rather be in the tournament, okay? But I'm also like, I am having fun putting together my roster because there's like, most of these teams are going to be starting where I'm starting at here in the next week or so. Mm-hmm. So it's like I've kind of got a week jump. And like I said, I would rather be doing it next week or the week after. But, it's like there's a weird energy I have. Where I'm like,
a weird calm.
I think I'm going to enjoy watching the tournament. Now, like I said, it kind of sucks because Kentucky got such an easy draw that it's like, okay, they're going to march through this weekend like it's nothing. That's going to be stupid to watch. But I need Marquette to not get upset.
I did kind of enjoy the intensity of the conference tournaments.
Yeah.
Yep, I had a good
time. And I think
I guess that feels like it prepped me for this.
Well, and there's some storylines. I'm excited to watch Coach Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that game. I'm going to root for them. I think you beat UConn, he's got a real shot to go to Sweet 16, you know? So that's going to be fun. I mean, there'll be some good matchups here and there. I'm hoping, it sucks because I was hoping Kentucky would get beat in the first weekend so I could go to Louisville because, you could get some potentially good matchups there. Bama and Arizona's in it and Virginia. I mean, I would go watch Bama and Virginia, you know? You know, a lot of people seem to be picking Furman to beat, but Virginia's always a hot team to upset. You're going to pick them almost every year.
Because they're Virginia's just way too comfortable in a close game. They're just way too comfortable. You hit three timely shots late on Virginia, and they'll be on the ropes.
Yeah.
But it's tough to hit three.
Yeah, yeah. You you have to do that. But, yeah, it's just I do actually have a little bit of, like I said, I don't want to say excitement.
You're not watching any Providence, Kentucky?
No, I'm not going to. I'll probably, because I just, I'll score watch.
Are you going to score watch and then try to turn it on and then have to turn it back on?
Yeah, if for some reason it was close, I just don't think it will be happening.
Right?
Yeah, I just think Kentucky's going to...
Noah Locks is going to stink it up, ain't
he? Well, that's part of it. Like, I look at it and I go, I just don't think, like, Bryce Hopkins has enough to go at his old team like that. And it's like, and then I look at it and I'm like, I've watched Noah Locks. They're not going to beat Providence. Providence is not going to beat Kentucky.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's just not going to happen. And Providence has won like 8 of their last, like, or they're like 7-8 in their last 2 games or last 15 games. It's like they're not very good. K-State, blah, like whatever. So, like I said, it sucks because I'm going to have to deal with that. So they're going to have to do a whole nother week. Now the next week's when it's like, okay, now they can get beat. Mm-hmm. So now I've got to. I've already just reserved to the fact that, like, okay, they're going to walk through this weekend. No big deal.
Yeah.
But like I said, and then there's Coach P, and there's a few other things. And again, if something were to happen and we were to get a surprise KCD, it would give me some juice for the next weekend. I'd probably go up to the Yum Center and watch some games. IU. Kind of pull for IU.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. You said the
other
day.
They're a 4 seed. I wouldn't mind seeing them get to the Sweet 16, and I think they would play. I can't remember which bracket they're in. It was Houston or somebody. Like, I mean,
let me ask.
I think
you,
it was Houston.
Is that like the only outside of the? I mean, okay. Here's where the tournament question came from and everything. You know, watching Trent Flowers, watching Carter, watching Scott Clark. I was just impressed with how much intense basketball I saw, right?
Yeah.
On the high school level. And the thing that stood out was, you know, you look at those videos, this certain five-star kid against that other guy, right? And I was excited, Steve, about looking like some kids were playing to not get embarrassed and trying to embarrass the other superstar on the team. And I'm like, it seems like that's been kind of missing from the sport, like trying to embarrass somebody else. And then I said, okay, when I watched this conference tournament basketball, I looked at people like really fighting for their reputations, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm starting to get to that tournament feeling like, okay. So it was kind of linking together. And you made me rethink about it. Tournament ball, you're really playing for pride. You're really playing for your team name, your pride. And I'm like, this is now looks like the pool that Kenny Payne is drawing from. Not just, let's go see a talented player somewhere. Like, you remember how we saw Mike James.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember his environment.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was real personal. You know, mm-hmm. like, we don't like them. They don't like us. Sometimes you look at, remember how we looked at VJ King when we had to go back and look at his high school? And it's like, okay, they're just cleaning everybody's clocking.
Yeah, you're like, this is a very controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
It was even the Aiden Gahan thing where you're super excited, but you do go, players aren't very good.
They don't seem to be. Yeah, I mean, that gave me a lot more calm against with the Dennis Evans thing. Once because, you know, the high school stuff is like, okay. But when you see him in USA uniform, it's like, okay. Now, I know he's been playing around some people, you know, the showcase events. Yeah, but but watching Flowers and watching Brian, it's just like, even when you saw star-studded games, they looked like they were trying to embarrass each other.
Oh, yeah. No, mm-hmm. absolutely. But, I mean, I think that's, I will say, not that AAU basketball is going away, but I do think that wave of all AAU is kind of, you're starting to see more the new hear me out on this. The new AAU to me is becoming the prep season.
Yeah.
Like, whereas we went through a little stretch there where it was just all AAU and nobody. Yeah. Now that the national showcase, the Hoop Hall, has gotten so big, it's almost like kids are starting to do the most intense games aren't necessarily at the AAU games. They're at the Oak Hill versus
Sierra
now on ESPN.
LaLu versus
absolutely.
Huntington Prep.
That's why IMG. I said I understood why Caleb Glenn made the decision he made.
Yeah, Prep is almost like another league now.
It's turning into like a mini college.
Yep, an AAU small college.
Absolutely,
league.
It's college environments. It's college. I mean, I drove past Montverde down in Orlando, and I was like, "Oh, this is Montverde." So I kind of when we were out there one time, and I was like, "Let me kind of check this out." It's college campus.
Yep.
I mean, it's college. Like, you know, it's dorms. It's college. Yeah.
So prep is almost like a.
Yeah, I mean, like to me, that's league. The new season, which to me is AAU with much more structured coaching.
Because they don't have the restrictions. They can be on AAU together and
absolutely
and prep together.
Yeah, so, facilities too, right? I mean, that has to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're going to get better facilities. You're going to get better. You know,
your classes are treated a little different. And I mean, now online, like my God, like.
And I mean, that's not knocking AAU coaches because I think there are a lot of good AAU coaches, but I know there are a lot of really good prep school coaches.
Okay, so now that we're having these conversations. I always go back to getting the team better,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this morning, Steve.
Okay.
I was comparing good coaching versus good competition versus mm-hmm. good culture.
Okay.
And so is it just coaching, culture, competition? Competition, coaching, culture? Where would you list that at, Steve? Like, on maybe what this team needs, or like if you had to choose your program, would it just be coaching, culture, competition? And I was thinking about, you know, which ones I put in place, because I'm thinking I had good coaching, but I felt like I made the biggest jump
here
when the competition was in here.
Right. And here's where I'm at with this. And let's this is one of those, okay, Louisville fans, let's gather around and we can talk about this one.
Does it make sense, like the question?
Oh, yeah. Listen, 100%. Sure. And what I'm going to say is kind of...
So let me make sure. Okay, if you understand that question, then I'm going to open up the phone lines as well. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. We're kind of ranking the importance of culture versus competition versus pure coaching at Louisville. What's needed right now, what's needed in the rebuild, you know, where you know, just kind of what fits.
Now, here's my thing. I like, personally, coaching, okay, to be number one. I like being able to go get the guy, and it don't matter who the guy is, and Rick Pitino can individual instruction him, and I know he's going to be a good player. Here's the thing. He was the best to ever do that. I'm not in my lifetime going to see somebody at Louisville as good as that to do that ever again. So for me, you hired Kenny Payne to get dudes. And I'm going to say talent / competition. So for me now, when I watch college basketball and I watch Bama and I watch... Like right now, who are the coaches everybody wants? You're like, oh, Nate Oates. I want Eric Musselman.
Baylor.
Oh, I like Scott Drew. I want Kelvin Sampson. I want – these are the guys that get really talented guys, play a fast pace, and – I mean, and Duke's doing it right now. I don't know that we can put Shire in that yet because we don't know what the deal is with him. I mean, it's kind of like Kenny Payne. What's his calling card? We don't really know.
Shire, to me, Shire had continuity on his side.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He had recruiting class continuity, continuity with staff, continuity recruiting.
Oh, way different. Yeah. Wait, two totally different situations. I mean, yes, if we had had a – here's a number one class in the country, two of the top three players, in the, boom, here you go. That would have been like Coach Pitino handing over a top team and saying, okay, Kenny, this is yours. You know, okay, here's the deal, though. I watched towards the end of the Rick Pitino time, we would go against Kentucky, and you cannot tell me John Calipari is a better in-game coach than Rick Pitino. And we would lose that game every time other than once, twice. We beat them twice, two times. One time we were the number one team in the country and they were an NIT team. And the other team we had, for once, we could just match them. You had guys like Donovan Mitchell. You had Ding Adele, you know, five-star guys. You had the Quentin Snyder, you know, Jalen Johnson, who's still playing pro basketball. You know, like, I mean, you had dudes that could match them. Every other time, it was just they simply had just dudes. They would go get it off the rim, and you couldn't get it off the rim. So to me, I've almost put that competition slightly above coaching, where it's like I heard Drew Diener say it this morning. They were talking. He's like, well, okay, what if you get all this talent and you can't coach them? What, Mark said that, and Drew was like, well, I think if you get all that talent, it brings down the ability to coach or the need to, your dudes might just win the game. And for me, I've done it this way, the Rick Pitino way. I prefer it that way. There's no possible way to do it right now because I can't have him.
And you have to acknowledge that, okay, like when you see Rick do it, he's earned the right to say he can do it anywhere, anytime, right?
Yeah, he's one of the best coaches of all time.
Right. But then you say, okay, this portal, does the maniac, you know, work in the portal above Iona? You know, and that's just a general thought. Let me get some phone lines. Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, real quick, y'all kind of hit this. I tried to get a hold of y'all the other day when y'all kind of talked about this. My thing is with Kenny, what y'all talking about, getting the players. I definitely think because of the pedigree, the track record on that, he's definitely going to get players here. There's no doubt. But being a U of L fan forever, and the big thing when even, you know, when Cal first got there, he was getting all kinds of players and all that stuff, and his branching off of all his assistant coaches.
Oh, no. Did you mute it, Chris?
Hang on. We lost you.
Did you mute it, Chris?
Hello.
Okay. Hey, we got you. We lost you at Cal's branch of assistance.
My bad, man.
No, but you're fine.
The whole thing was everybody was always like, you know, Cal gets the players, but he can't coach.
Sure.
So, you know, my thing with this is with Kenny. I don't know because, of course, nobody can predict the future, but I think he's going to get players in here. And my thing is Kenny coach. That's the whole thing because of who he was under for so many years. You know, hopefully Nolan and all these other guys can help him in there, but that's just the big thing. You know,
sure.
All these people, and they were talking the other day that they were getting on him about, he's going to get players, there's no doubt about that. How long are you going to wait to find out if he can coach or not? I think that's the whole thing. I think he can, but, you know, in the back of my mind, it's that little part going like, it came from Cal, and there's nothing worse than watching, especially coming out of timeout, it was like, what in the beep, Cal, are you playing right here? Where it's just, remember his old saying, just throw the balls out, let them play.
So, sure.
Hope, you know, we're going to get the talent. I think, no doubt, he's going to get it here. But, you know, I guess kind of asking you, especially you, Marcus, you know, what do you think about his X's and O's, and do you think he could definitely turn the program around with his coaching style? We know he's going to recruit, but coaching. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call. I'll answer the question like this. During the season, when we had key moments, we had key last-second shots, out-of-bounds plays, you remember how many times I complimented, you know, where I said, hey, we got exactly the shot we wanted out of that late out-of-bounds play. Every single time, if another team got a good look against us, what did Coach say against Wright State? He said we knew exactly the motion they were going to run.
Yeah.
We had already decided how we're going to play it. You know, he said our player inexplicably let his hands down and let them do the same shot. So what does that tell me? Said we had their whole offense scouted out.
Yeah.
When the players talked about it, we knew what we were supposed to do. We knew that, you know, we knew the plays. Listen. Again, it started early in the season when we needed a bucket and he went Kamari Lance. You could see the action. You could see even late in the season. I don't know if I used him by name, so I won't use him by name. But there was somebody I trust that was about 3 or 4 feet from Kenny Payne at the end of the game. Maybe it was Clemson, maybe not. You know, and he had been to the practices. And he explained to me, hey, Marcus, this is the play they've been going
over. It was UVA. Because you told me the story, and I said, you said, did you see him? And I said, no, I didn't get to watch.
Oh, okay.
I
was down at, okay, yeah, but yeah, UVA, yeah. A guy I know who was under Crum, who knows exactly what's going on. He said, I'm at the practice. I watched him put in the play. I watched
Kamari. did you not want to say Kamari? Why do you want to say Kamari? Don't even play here anymore. By the way, like Bama and a couple other schools reached out to him.
He's doing his thing.
He'll be fine. You can disparage him now. He's not. He'll be fine.
So
Kamari's gonna make it okay.
Chris, if you're still listening, you know he watched Kenny Payne put in the play. We needed the bucket against Virginia late. Kamari forgets that he's supposed to, you know, fake right and go left. The left spot was wide open on the play. He forgot. Got over to the sideline. Coach is like, are you kidding me? We put this play in for you and you forgot to run it, you know? So, okay, Chris, like if you want to argue, you say, okay, it's his job to make sure everybody knows exactly what to do all the time. And, you know, I can answer with freshman, or I can say, hey, no, he called the perfect play right there. A good coach that calls the perfect play when you need buckets, is a good coach. Now, listen, you can argue. Like I said, you can argue with me. And some arguments I just can't even argue. You can just say, oh, 4 wins. And it's okay. And we can't argue then. But if I say, hey, any basketball player says he called the right play. This dates back to my Petrinos. This is one of my biggest defenses of all coaches. I don't care who you are. You know, you put Lamar Jackson out there and you put Jalen Smith. You run that play perfect. Jalen Smith drops that ball. I got to keep Jalen Smith back out there, though, because he's my only guy that's going to tear the roof. You know, Lamar and Jalen Smith are the only guys that can get me to a playoff.
Absolutely.
And, I defend him. You got to put him in here. You got to keep on trying it. You got to keep on executing the play till you get it. You know, sometimes you just got to perform. And that's a little player-centric, too. Who do we got?
Looks like nope. Knox gone.
I just hit one. Ellis, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, I was watching the ACC Network, and I seen where Bobby Crim is. He's like, the players are so good. Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott now. I didn't even have to coach a lot of games.
Yeah, that was different, though. They were special. Yeah. Kenny Anderson was the point god before point god was the name.
They were pretty good.
I appreciate the call. I mean, ultimately, I would love to have a team. College is funner when you got a coach, an awesome college coach, because the college coach is the star.
Well,
I get that.
And you like and there's part of it is I would just like to do something new, too. You know, like, I would like to be the team that, like, okay, right now, for instance, Kentucky, I'm watching them and I'm like, they've not been good this year. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I mean, they still got enough players. They can win some games. Like, you know, and I think Drew said it this morning. It's like, yeah, it might come down to coaching, but it might be in the Elite Eight.
Now tell me which Louisville fan won't sign up for that.
Ooh.
Yeah, we always choke in the Elite Eight.
LCD.
Dang it. LCD.
I'm not celebrating LCD.
93.9 the Ville.
Creme de la creme, homie. Top shelf, you know. I like my beat down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back, lit back. Hey, holla if you like your beat down low, down low, down low, down low, down low, down low. I like my top lit back, lit back.
I got you.
Lit back.
Let me show that. I do one of your beats, man. Shut the whole block down. Hey. Here comes the trouble, homie. I'ma tell you how the king like to ride, homeboy.
I like my beat down low and my top lit. See me ride 24. Hey, holla if you like your kid wood hot and your top lit back. If your rims sit high and your window pitch black, I like my beat down low and my top lit. See me ride.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, while the weather's still nice, kind of clear, you may still be dealing with some residual issues from the recent wind attack we suffered, and I never want to miss a chance to pass along one of my finer commercials ever written. So remember, if you want a good commercial written for you, you like to advertise on Middays with Marcus Maben, you just give one of us a call or
let
DM. Just reach out. You know how easy it is. It's 2023, people. Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention the A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the home that, or protect the roof that protects you by calling. Get a pen, people. 502-219-6000. 502-219-7964. One more time, 502-219-7964. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning. I got a philosophic question, I guess, or theory about program building. Mm. Now, clearly, it looks like the transfer portal and grad transfers are a definite trend. But, you know, programs get built from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
What about adopting sort of a football mentality of finding good guards and encouraging them to reclassify with the understanding that their first year they're going to be redshirted, as is done with football players, learning program, getting into the culture, and being capable of not just having scholarship but getting NIL money while they have no pressure to actually get on the court, but learning from the grad transfers and the upper portal level players so that when they are ready to play, they are part of a program.
As long as you find acceptable winning while you're building those young guys, I mean, outside of that, it's hard to do with it's hard to do when you have the program building, the culture building, and the transfer portal all at once. I mean, that's probably the best answer I got philosophically.
Yeah, you know, clearly, you know, having the guys who've been part of a program for several years, you know, across the country, those teams, you know, whether it's, you know, some of the, quote, mid-majors that have become top-tier players, teams,
right.
Or the guys like Virginia who have players who are there for 12 years. that longevity is important, but having guys with skills and are willing to sit out a year knowing that they're going to be compensated and come into the ready to play, it's not all new to them. It seems like a way to build.
Yeah, that might be changing. Like I said,
I think in a perfect world that would be, you know, right. I think there's too many factors.
Kihei Clark, you think how many times does that coach say, I don't really have to coach this team anymore with Kihei Clark out there?
Yeah.
Well, Tony Bennett. It's like,
but let me say this too. The one and done is not player. See, I think it's kind of getting offset because I agree with Doc 100% on what he's saying. I don't think you're ever going to just get players to kind of redshirt,
yeah.
But what you are starting to get more of is NIL and stuff is drawing
comfort.
Players back
yep.
for a second year.
Yep.
So,
yeah, just a comfort.
That's where I think you can kind of negate that. Like, because in basketball, I don't think we'll ever get to where we were in football with like where we could just redshirt a kid, but ideally that would be awesome. Being able to get them back again, there's not the rush to
the
one and done
the reclass can help the redshirting.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, but. Again, coaches got to be on it. Philly, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Man, what's going on, man? How y'all doing today, man?
Feeling
good.
Hey, man, look, I sympathize with y'all, but like, I think your program is in a lot better program, better shape than mine, man. I watched Nova just turn into, I can't even say on the air what they just turned into, but I think y'all in a lot better shape than me. But as far as, you know, so I get a fan some good news. Like if you like me, Steven, you got to watch the tournament this year, and yeah. Your team ain't in the tournament. You know, I made a couple long shot bets before the year, so I'm feeling good. And one of them, Steve, is your team. So I'll say this: I got a 100 on Memphis, and that'll bring back 15,000. I put it at the beginning of the year, but I also got another ticket with another 50 on the Lakers and a 50 on Memphis to do it. And the Lakers and put a nice look. Roster together now, they see that bring back close to 300,000. So, people like me that ain't got no team or no dog in the fight, just start betting on some of these long shots, see if you get you some money.
You're telling me if the Lakers win the championship, you're going to win $300,000?
I put them on the same ticket with Memphis. So
oh,
Memphis has to win.
Oh, they both got to win.
Memphis has to win. Yeah, they both got to win.
Oh.
Yeah, they both got
to
win.
I was about to be like, oh my God, dude. Like, you've got a real shot at this in Memphis now. I don't know.
The Lakers put a nice little roster together. So
yeah.
When LeBron come back, they got a nice little chance. But like I said, I'm not too scared about Memphis, man. Memphis,
they would send TV Teddy to sabotage the game if
Memphis. No, Memphis has been looking good. I don't know about a championship though. I don't know.
Yeah, so if they win, I got my 15,000 on them. So and Indiana's paying out big too. I think they still like 25-1. So if your team ain't in the fight, go, you know, over the season, make a couple passes.
Hey, man, yeah, dude.
All right, y'all take it easy.
Listen, I'm kind of pulling for Memphis and the Lakers now. I see him win it. I think it'd be awesome, man. If he won, I thought he was like $300,000 if the Lakers win. I'm like, dude, you got a real shot at that. And then he's like, well, Memphis got to win championship too. I'm like, probably not that.
And the Lakers. If you turned 100 into 300,000,
I'll be honest with you. I'm pulling for. After hearing him say that, I'm pulling for. I would love to see him win $300,000.
I know.
I'm 100% pulling.
Just to say, my team's not in it.
I'm now going to cheer for Memphis, and they might lose in the first game. I want to see Memphis win.
Just listen. I tell you what. He does make me want to take a football long shot or two. I don't really know. Just some team works the first next year. Just right before even odds come out.
Texter, I think he meant Memphis in college, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Texter was saying Memphis and the Lakers are both in the West. But I'm like, no, I think he meant Penny in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Got to win the championship. Yeah, and then the Lakers got to win championship. speaking of betting and to an extent, let me remind you, we do have ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge.
Ah.
Brackets are set. And again, we want you to join ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge. Register and fill out your bracket now by going to ESPNLouisville.com. Prizes are going to include a Gorilla Gold from Steepleton, TV from TV Front from RGB Home Theaters, passes to Bourbon and Beyond, Louder in Life, Adam Sandler tickets, tailgate gear from Cox's Evergreen and Liquors, VIP experience from the TBT, which that'd be awesome, Lou City and Racing, prize pack, gift cards from our advertising partners, the Bracket Challenge presented by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. It's awesome, dude.
I got one more guaranteed lock, okay?
In Memphis State. Good job, Ted.
Now, people, I got one more guaranteed lock. If you want to win some money you cannot lose. Now this is the best I can do. This is the best I can do for you. And if you're willing to gamble, if you just want to make guaranteed money, okay, you go to whoever your local bookie is or whatever, and you take. Now y'all, I hope y'all listening close. You want to get that real quick, Nikki? You let me know if I have to take that before I give out this lock. Because this is a lock. And if you want to make any money, or if you want some guaranteed money, I got this for you.
Also, according to JJ's tweets, are we assuming he's coming back now?
I did see.
Like yesterday, he's kind of tweeted a few, like, smiley faces with him.
I'm not playing any games until, listen, I'll wait till I know for sure. Hey, Nikki, am I going to take that or are you just going to talk? Okay. The guaranteed.
Just talk.
The guaranteed last lock.
This is a good question. Also, I want to add that I'm not sure it's on the list, but my man Jared is hooking everyone up with a stay in the Lulu Loft. That's also a prize, which is cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, okay.
A little loft apartment in Nulu. It'll be a nice little staycation spot.
No, it's awesome.
Spot.
Yeah. That's very cool. So, yeah.
Very cool. Probably about like $400 or $500 value.
So what's the question?
Cool. But the question is, you have until Thursday to get these in, right? We need to like emphasize that you don't have to get them in before the playing games tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to do this on the air.
No, it can't be the playing games, right?
Right? I mean, yeah. That's what I said. I mean, I said better safe than sorry, but at the same time, you kind of want to see
how I'm trying to make people money immediately.
Yeah, 416, I kind of thought the same thing, but that's fine.
A tournament's awesome, but I got to make this money right now for somebody.
It does seem a little odd, doesn't it?
I want you to rush out and put a large amount of money on this game.
All right, I'm doing it.
South Carolina, Norfolk State.
Ooh.
NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship.
Are you sure you feel that good?
Take South Carolina 32-0 over Norfolk State 26-6. Boom!
Is the big girl playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Was that Leah Boston?
Boom! South Carolina women 32-0. It's a winner.
Wow.
Take it to the bank.
All right.
Play us out.
I'm going to money line it.
You got money line.
I'm not picking a spread. I'm going to money line it.
$1 wins you. 1.000 cent.
Yeah, I'm going to money line it.
Solid ROI there.
Money line just to be safe. You're not going to take the spread.
Drew said, no, the play-in games don't count. So no, so okay, so right, you so do have time until Thursday
right, that's
to get that bracket challenge in.
Thank you, VP.
Everybody knew that, Steve.
Obviously, Nick and I didn't.
Yeah, you just went, Marcus.
Mr. Marcus, who doesn't even do brackets.
Dang it, I'm not on Nick's team. You're right. You should have known. Everybody knew that.
Everybody knew.
Yeah, everybody knew that.
You think you're going to give you one day to fill out your bracket?
It might not be right, but it is left.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I know. I'm working.
And the sad thing is, he thinks that way. Like, that's how they think. I mean, it might not be right, but it's...
What do you mean?
But it's my thing.
What do you mean, you people?
Okay.
93.9 The Ville.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.